I feel like I'm in mourning. The presidency has been taken by a con man, and we all deserve better, those he's duped as well as the rest of us. Mr. Trump was, quotes, elected by an electoral college system designed in the 18th century to protect slave owners by augmenting their votes with 3/5 of their slaves. He was elected by a court unwilling to protect the voting rights of all American citizens. As in 2000, when Al Gore won the popular vote but George Bush became president, the 2016 popular vote went to Mrs. Clinton. President Bush proceeded to make colossal mistakes in foreign affairs for which this country will spend a century paying. Mr. Trump was elected with the votes of people who had suffered financially over the past two decades, but they voted for the very people who refuse to lift a finger to provide jobs, people who don't believe government should do anything, including good and important things, and for whom blocking anything Obama wanted to do was more important than helping fellow Americans. With Republicans benefiting from that cynical and deceitful strategy, they're back in control of Congress. Good luck to the coal miners, auto workers, steel workers, and others. They'll need it. We'll now have a dirty old man in the White House as a, quotes, role model for the worst behavior toward women. And his rhetoric threatens to take apart the signal achievement of America. Our mutual respect across faiths, national origins, class, race, and counting. An achievement central to the status and future of the very people who voted for hate. I'm worried, crestfallen, and embarrassed. What is there to do? First, I've become a big supporter of Supreme Court term limits. Rehnquist spent 34 years at the court. Stevens, 35, Scalia, 30, and Thomas has been there 25. Erwin Chemerinsky, widely respected dean at the University of California at Irvine School of Law, wrote, "The idea is that each justice would be appointed for an 18-year non-renewable term. A vacancy thus would occur every 2 years. Vacancies that occur through resignation or death would be filled by appointing someone to serve the unfinished part of that term." Close quote. That way, the court would not be dominated by political decisions made decades ago. Second, I would not confirm any new justice until there is agreement to reverse the decision that allowed states to monkey with their election rules to disenfranchise voters. And until there's an agreement to adopt one of the mathematical rules that precisely measure gerrymandering, the level of favoritism to either party, known as symmetry or wasted voters. Some will object that those decisions are for the justices. Nonsense. The Appointments Clause is the political check, and those decisions put the justices' prejudices ahead of self-government and assured Republican victories. Roles no judge should be playing. Those decisions were partisan, self-serving, and should be ruled unconstitutional. Third, we need to get across to people that refusing to vote because there's someone else we like better is a very bad choice because it has very bad consequences. In a democracy, to live and work together, we have to be willing to compromise. It's part of the deal. Finally, we need to organize. 2018 is 2 years away, and Congress will be at stake again. True patriots, don't give up.